remember being in high school, and I remember everybody was fresh except me. And that's what it felt like. I had moved from Sacramento to Atlanta to stay with my Aunt Betty down on Welch Street in the Pittsburgh community off of, back then it was Stewart Avenue. I'm showing my age. But I was going to Frederick Douglass High School, and I just felt like everybody was fresh except me. So during that spring semester or quarter or whatever it is of my sophomore year, I had saved up some money, and I said, I'm going to get some fits to be fresh. Now keep in mind, I didn't know anything about polo, but polo and Tommy was it. So I said, okay, let me try some of this polo. I looked at Tommy. Tommy was expensive. And I looked at polo and I said, oh, shouldn't be too hard. Man on a horse with a stick. So I go to Rich's, which ended up being Macy's, but I went to Rich's and I decided to go shopping and get these fits. So I go, and before I get to the polo section, I see a section called Hunt Club. Now, Hunt Club was just like polo, but there was just a slight variation. And that variation was, polo had a man on a horse with a polo stick. Hunt Club, it was just a mule or a donkey on the shirt. The man was in the stable, and the donkey or the mule had ran off, and there wasn't a stick. So that was the difference. But at first glance, you really couldn't tell. So I said, well, shoot, let me get 4 Hunt Club shirts, and then I wanted to get 4 Duckhead shorts. I'm telling y'all, I wanted to be fresh. So I had my Duckhead, and I had the knockoff polo, which was Hunt Club. Now, keep in mind, I was clean. I got my 4 outfits, and then I went to go get some shoes. I went to Foot Locker, and I got the all-white canvas GTSs, Nike. I was the first one at Frederick Douglass High School to have those shoes, and everybody asked me every day, where did you get those shoes? Everybody wanted them. I was the first one. And to be honest, y'all, I only got the shoes because they were cheap. They were $39.99, canvas Nikes, but they was cold though. Anyway, I go to school with my fits. Everybody like, oh, you fresh. You fresh. You fresh. I'm like, ooh, this works. I felt good. Girl checking me out now. Ooh, I'm feeling good. So I'm in class one day, and the girl behind me, she was cute too. Thick. The girl behind me was like, you know what? Me and you, we so fresh. These folks in here with this fake polo on and this, that. But me and you, we fresh. They trying to be like us. And I turned around and I was like, oh, this ain't polo. She said, what? I said, no, this ain't polo. When I tell you she looked so disappointed and disgusted at the same time, she just put her head down and said, and start writing. I don't know, man. Something inside me was like, nah, I got to burst her bubble. I don't know why I felt like I had to burst her bubble, but I bursted it. Anyway, I learned a valuable lesson. I learned then and there that clothes don't make the man. The man makes the clothes. I made the clothes look so good to folks didn't even question if it was polo or not. And it wasn't Ralph Lauren. It was Rafael Lorenzo. It wasn't Ralph, but I made the clothes look that good. So it's the person, not the clothes. I saw that same girl years later, and she was working at Chick-fil-A. I saw her in the drive-thru, and she had gained about, I don't know, 200, 300 pounds. She looked at me, I looked at her, and she looked sad this time. She wasn't disappointed, disgusted, she looked sad. I didn't want her to look to be sad. I just wanted my Chick-fil-A sandwich. Then I saw her again right across the way at the Chipotle. She was working both fast food jobs. She was not a manager. She was working both at both places, and she was not a manager. Now, I'm not knocking her work ethic or her profession. I'm simply saying that in life, if we focus on things that aren't important, we're going to suffer the consequences of it. Now, I imagine in high school, she never figured that she'd be working at two fast food restaurants. Again, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, thank God we're able to focus on the things that really matter in life. And it wasn't clothes. It was getting good grades. It was going to school. It was doing the best you could be. It was giving your all. It was learning these life lessons so that you can make your parents proud, so that you could be a success story, because you did what it took to be that success story. Thank God we focused on what was important. I know I jugged a lot when I was younger, but I did focus on some things that were important, and it saved me. My soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. I'm headed to set right now, and it just hit me. I actually get paid for being a model. I actually get paid to act. I actually get paid to stand in. I actually get paid to be a production assistant. I actually get paid to record music. I actually get paid off of my gifts and my talents. Who can say that? I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that I actually make money off of not only doing what I love doing, but also doing what I'm meant to do. I'm a testament. I'm not saying it's on a grand scale, it's on a big scale, but I'm cashing checks for just my looks. I'm cashing checks for my voice. I'm cashing checks for what I do behind the camera. I'm cashing checks off of my gifts and my talents. You see, we got to turn our passions into profit. And how do we do that? By believing. By just believing and being courageous enough to do it. Going after it. I'm headed to set right now. I'm doing this podcast. I'm doing a podcast in the car. So let's thank God for modern technology. But let's also thank God that we got a vehicle. And let's also thank God that we got some drive and some ambition. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I'm getting paid for my looks. That's a blessing. I'm getting paid for my looks and my voice. I'm getting paid for the things that I didn't have to work for. That is a blessing. That is God. I don't take it for granted. I don't take what I have for granted. Maybe I did when I was younger. Maybe I did last year. I don't know. I'm not taking it for granted now. So when I say I'm a triple threat, no chest pass, I mean it. I'm rapping. I'm singing. I'm acting. I'm modeling. And I'm a Mac. On top of it all. But anyway, I say all that to say that I want all of you all to turn your passions into profit. Turn your passions into profit. Whatever you're believing for, go after it. And even if it seems far-fetched, really go after it. Because to me, the more far-fetched it seems, is the more attainable it really is. Trust me. I got friends of mine right now, and they are going hard for what they believe in and believing for. So I'm telling you all, I'm living proof. I was in education for 11 years. I switched career fields totally to do what I'm doing. And I started from the bottom. Now, this ain't no Drake song. I started from the bottom for real. I was in education for 11 years and I switched it to be where I am today. Headed to set. cash and checks. I'm rhyming already. Cash and checks for doing what I love doing. And guess what? Sky's the limit. A lot of y'all really can't see it right now. But when you see it, it's gonna be too late. I guarantee that. But I wanna be inspiration for y'all right now and let you know that it may seem far-fetched, but it's attainable. And it all starts with you believing in yourself. I'm motivating myself right now as I'm saying this. You gotta believe in yourself. I'm headed to set and I'm cashing checks. I'm getting calls daily. People wanna book me. I'm selling this music. I'm getting paid for my look. I'm even getting paid for my fashion sense. Who knew? I'm getting paid for my fashion sense. They're like, he looks good in that. Please bring that. Come in that. Come on, y'all. Whew. Come on. Turn your passions into profit. They say the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We gotta get our flesh willing like our spirit. Because when your flesh is willing like your spirit, then your spirit can take over. And then God can really use you. Your spirit is always down the ride. Your spirit is like Master P. Your spirit is about it. Imagine your spirit in a tank, a no-limit soldier ready for war. That's your spirit. Your spirit is always ready because your spirit is fearless. But the flesh, we didn't experience pain, sorrow, hurt, lack, fear, all that. So the flesh is not always willing because the flesh is subject to this world. But when we make our flesh willing like our spirit, we transcend this earthly realm. Yeah, we become superheroes. You're right. This morning, I tried to get my car fixed. Well, I got my car fixed. I ordered this part, this VSC system for my Toyota Camry Hybrid. And I took it to my mechanic. Shout out to Mechanic Mike. And he put it in and it didn't work. Keep in mind, I've never had Mike fix my car and it didn't work. This was the first time I had Mike fix my car and it didn't work. So I knew something was wrong. So Mike said, I drove it and then Mike said, well, you need some brake fluid. Got some brake fluid. I said, Mike, it's still not working, man. He said, well, drive it around. Drove it around. I said, Mike, it's still not working, man. He said, well, maybe if you run over a pothole or something, it'll knock something loose, it'll start working. But he said, I promise you, it's gonna work. I'm like, man. So I'm driving. I said, you know what? Let me work on my plan B. So I was planning to send this part back, put this old part back in, and just go from there. And once I accepted that plan B, once I was willing, my spirit said, tap the brake 3 times. It didn't say push. It said, tap the brake like Gregory Hines 3 times. I tapped that brake 3 times, man, and it worked. Now, how did the spirit give me some clear instructions on my vehicle? You know why? Because I was willing. I was willing. I remember being in court years ago. My former employer had taken out 2 loans in my name. One with SunTrust, about $30,000, and then one with Wachovia for about $20,000. So, I get summoned to court for defaulting these loans, for basically fraud. And so, you know, I always wondered, I said, why do the people at my company, where I used to work, why am I signing for the checks? And I realized something. Duh, dummy, you signing for the checks because you're going to be responsible. So, anyway, I'm in court, and I tell the DA, I say, listen, man, I don't know nothing about these loans, but I'm going to tell you this. I was deceived. Just like SunTrust, just like Wachovia, I was deceived. They had me signing checks. They had my name on stuff. And I said, they never asked me about none of this. They never asked me. I said, I throw myself on the mercy of the court. I humbly throw myself on the mercy of the court. Do with me as you wish. But I did not take out these loans. The DA looked at me and said, you know what? Don't worry about it. He turned to the judge. He said, Judge, I want to dismiss everything. You know why? Because I was willing. It's something to say when the flesh and your spirit are on the same page. That's how God can really use you. That is how God can really use you. And throughout my life, every time I've been willing, God has gave me a way of escape. But what's the lesson I really learned? I really learned that my flesh needs to be willing with my spirit all the time so I can get them results every day. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. If you knew better, you do better. But the game is cold, so you know I can't sweat it. Woo! I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soul Box. I enjoy making this podcast from the car. I'm giving y'all a free game, and at the same time, conserving the environment. Just to recap, all I'm saying is the clothes don't make you. The car won't make you. The job won't make you. The money won't make you. Your character is what will make you. So don't be deceived. It's always what's on the inside that matters. And hopefully your inside can spill out to your outside. You got to be willing. The spirit is always willing. So our goal is to get our flesh willing, because the flesh is weak. We want to get the flesh willing. So try to get your flesh willing. Fast, pray. I don't know what you got to do. Just get your flesh willing to line up with your spirit so you can take over. So we can do great things. Today was a great day, y'all. It's not even over. But guess what? The rest of your life is going to be even better. So I want to leave y'all encouraged. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox again. I love y'all. Take care. And don't be safe. Be great. Wait for it. Free Blanche. Get money. Go.